In this module, you're introduced to two things. So first of all, you're introduced to a process that teachers can use to individualize and intensify interventions, data-based individualization, or DBI. You also learned about quantitative and qualitative adaptations that could be made to interventions to improve outcomes for students. So this is an important process for teachers to learn about because a portion of students remain non-responsive to evidence-based practices delivered with fidelity, and DBI is a process that can help teachers meet the needs of these students. As teachers are adapting interventions, it's really important to use a process that's systematic and to use data to guide those adaptations. And DBI is a process that can help teachers do that. I think it's important to remember that DBI is a process typically reserved for students who have been non-responsive to evidence-based practices that were implemented with fidelity in Tiers 1 and 2. So two important points. Intervention services for students in Tier 3 and special education should be more intensive than the services provided to students in the lower tiers. And DBI provides a process for teachers to ensure that the students in the top tier of an RTI or MTSS system or students in special education are receiving interventions that are more intensive than those provided in Tiers 1 and 2. And I think limiting the number of students who receive DBI can really ensure that resources are provided, that staff have sufficient time to really use the data to individualize instruction for this group of kids. I think it's also important to remember that DBI can help special education teachers improve outcomes for their students. It can assist teachers in serving the role of being a clinical expert who really uses data to individualize interventions. And I think this process really has a lot of potential to ensure that special education services provided to students with disabilities are truly special.